D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in senior NFL writer for The Athletic, Ted Wynn. Hi, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. So you specialize in film analysis and X's and O's at The Athletic. So for those who are unfamiliar with Brian Daboll's offensive scheme, can you give us a crash course on what it features and how it could accentuate Cam Ward's strengths?
Yeah, he comes from that New England tree, and I think his offense has obviously has morphed a lot since coaching at New England and all the various stops that he's been at. But you know, obviously there's a lot more quarterback runs. He's coached guys like Josh Allen. He's coached guys like Jackson Dart. I don't necessarily think that he's going to run Cam Ward a ton with those options. But I think one of the best things that he's done in his career was really kind of establish a sort of learning base for Josh Allen into how to play the quarterback position, how to take over the game at the line of scrimmage, teaching him protections, how to read out blitzes, change those protections, and just making his life easier with kind of option routes and throwing the ball quicker, getting the ball out of his hands instead of making him hold the ball. So I think all those things really apply to Cam Ward. And somebody asked me on Twitter, I think in December, who I would like to coach Cam Ward next year. And my answer was Daboll, just because of that. I think Ward is a guy that wants to absorb all that information. I think he's a guy that wants to play the game from the line of scrimmage and be able to check into certain things and have those option routes and just be able to play the game from that level. So I could see Daboll doing that for Ward, and I think it's going to be great for his development.
You led me into my second question there, Ted. I would love to know how you would evaluate Cam Ward's scrambling ability, because he did seem to do it more after the Titans moved on from Brian Callahan. The three of us on our show have all talked about wanting to see him add more of that element to his game. So based on what you have seen, how would you assess Ward's scrambling ability?
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely can do it. He's athletic enough to get away from pass rushers. And you know, he could outrun some guys, but I don't think he's at that level of a Jaden Daniels or a Jackson Dart or Josh Allen where, you know, you want to do it a ton. It should definitely always be a part of his game, extending plays and gaining yards. But I just don't see him as a guy that's going to be running quarterback bash four or five times a game. I think it's just going to be, you know, he can keep it on his own read. Let's say it's a third and one or something like that, and he's surprised, keeps the ball, and could punish a defense for, you know, a 10-yard gain, or he scrambles out and creates yards through scrambles. I just don't think he to me, is a guy that you want to run on option plays 10 times a game, if that makes sense.
We'll talk with Ted Wynn, senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Now, Ted, how, because the quarterbacks that he's coached or tutelage, they're all sort of different in their own ways. And Cam will be sort of the same, different in his own ways. How has he managed to, in those different instances, get those quarterbacks to develop the way they have, even going back to Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think it's just all about that New England system and just putting a lot of weight on the quarterback from a mental perspective. And I think, you know, if you're a quarterback that wants to learn and wants to absorb that information and wants to have that control at the line of scrimmage, this is a really fun offense to play in because you learn all those things and those nuances. So I think just creating a kind of a solid baseline for you to learn those things, and then just having the ability to control and audible and to have those different type of options on the outside and options to throw the ball quicker and have those layup types of throws. I think those really is really great for young quarterbacks. And I think Ward is the type of quarterback that will absorb it and will really love playing this type of system.
Now, obviously, we know that this team doesn't have a Malik Williams. I mean, Malik Neighbors. Excuse me. But this team does have some young wide receivers that have shown some promise. How do you think he can incorporate those guys in his offense? Because, again, right now, as it seems, they don't, meaning the Titans, don't have that elite, you know, neighbors type of wide receiver. And how much would the tight ends you think will be involved in all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the league is trending towards teams that use that could play multiple tight ends because the really good teams could run the ball against these lighter defenses. So I think if you do have tight ends that you could use, that should definitely be part of the offense. And there has been times where Dable has leaned into that sort of under-center offense. I think, yeah, there is no alpha number one receiver, but I think a good coach can see what these receivers do well and put them in positions to where they could do those things. So, you know, if you have that jump ball guy on the outside, which they do have, then find ways to create one-on-ones where he can do that. But I do think that a type of receiver that he's always had is a really good, smart slot receiver. And I don't know the Titans roster as well as good as you guys, but I think that's going to be a type of guy that they really want. I mean, you know, in Buffalo they had I'm blanking on his name right now, but you know he was a smaller slot receiver. I'm blanking on his name, but I'll probably remember it later. But they've always had these smaller slot receivers that could play in New England. They had one in Buffalo, and they had Wandell Robinson with the Giants. So I think finding that guy that Daboll could trust to run those option routes and Ward could get on the same page on will be pretty big.
Ted Wynn is with us, and we're all envisioning who that could be. Ted, as we look ahead, that will be interesting to see if they can find that guy. I want to ask you about two different areas, too, that it looks like statistically Dable used a lot. Number one, we talked a lot about what's the right amount of shotgun to run in this day and age of the NFL, especially with Ward, as opposed to the under center where he didn't do as much of that through his development process, but that enables you to do maybe some better play action. Because when they started running more and better later in the season, his numbers seemed to get better when he had that run game support. So what do you see in terms of what's the right amount of shotgun to run?
Yeah, I think it's always going to be part of his game because he's very comfortable in the shotgun. He likes sitting back there. But all these teams are moving towards having a good under-center package. Like, I think the days are gone where you could just stay in shotgun all day. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Chiefs even struggle. They have the best quarterback in the world, but they're just so reliant on staying in the shotgun and passing the ball that it's become much harder with how defenses are built now. They're playing a lot of sub personnel. They're playing a lot of too high. So you have to be able to get under center, compact things, run the ball, and then play action off of it. And even teams that have that spread package for the quarterbacks, the really good ones are able to have an under center package that they run, you know, on early downs, maybe 50% of the time. So I think I don't have the exact number for it, but you have to have a credible under center package to go along with your shotgun spread stuff to be good in this league, just because you're playing into the defense's hands if you stay in shotgun all day, just because they're built to stop it now.
The other one I want to ask you about is the RPO. It appears that Dable ran a lot of RPOs with Jackson Dart. And RPOs is another thing that Cam Ward seems to be comfortable with. Where do you see the trend right now with RPOs in pro football? And are defenses catching on, or do you think that will continue to be a big weapon that you use a lot?
Yeah, I mean, RPOs will always be a part of football. I think they've definitely trended downward since referees have really put an emphasis on the legal man downfield rules. Like you don't see a ton of downfield RPOs anymore, like those glance route RPOs that the Chiefs used to run a ton. Like you'll see it here and there, but you'll see a lot more bubble screens, now screen type of RPOs where the quarterback just gets the ball out of his hands quickly. But I think that's also, you know, if you could build a strong shotgun running game, then you have those opportunities outside with those bubble screens. So Dayball will definitely install it, and I think you have to have a quarterback that has quick feet and a quick release and a guy that's able to change his arm angles, and Ward has all of that. So I think they will be a part of the offense for sure.
Where do you think, as you've watched Ward, that the biggest area that Dayball will have to come in and try to improve? Where will he try to get him to the next level to start?
Yeah, I think just holding onto the ball less. I think Ward, one of my favorite things about Ward is his aggression with throwing the ball downfield, but it also could be a weakness when you're just trying to wait, and try to create too many downfield opportunities. There's a time and place for it. And I think one of the things he's going to do instantly is create more layup throws for him and teach him a little bit more about the quick game. And finding that slot receiver that can win quickly is going to be huge to get him to throw the ball quicker. So I think that's going to, his average time to throw is going to get cut down by a lot. And I think that's one of the first things Daboll is going to do.
Ted, by chance, was the Bills slot receiver you were looking for Cole Beasley?
Yes.
Okay.
Cole Beasley.
Awesome. Oh, Cole Beasley.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Our listeners came through in the clutch for us there, Ted. Ted Wynn, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Ted, thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate it. We would love to have you on the program again another time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on.